From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Let's pray. Father, tonight, thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for Wednesday evenings where you gather us and teach us and speak to us. Tonight also, I pray, you help us walk on this road, this narrow road, this small gate into eternal life. Thank you for everyone who is here. Let us not leave the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. You may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. What Solomon taught us about tithing. Six things Solomon taught us about tithing. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9. By which is honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Verse 10 says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So we're looking at six things Solomon taught us about tithing. We're looking at pioneers of tithing, isn't it? People who has gone ahead of us, people who have lived before we came, who practiced tithing. I mean, tithing is very multifaceted. You know, many people are very shallow-minded. Once it comes to giving away money, there are all kinds of things about it. But if you study the Bible, and that's what we're doing, Wednesday evenings, you understand that tithing is something that is very extensively taught and explained in the Bible. And many people who walked with God, who were blessed. I mean, if you read about Abraham, I think my one of my favorite Bible characters is becoming Eliza of Damascus. I mean, the guy is a correct guy. I mean, if you have someone like that as your assistant pastor, Charlie, you shall not want to. All that you need is a great guy to be your assistant to. Well, you don't understand what I mean? Many people think that. You see, when you see people who are great, who do many wonderful things, it's because of their assistants. When the assistants are sleeping, you see that things are not going well. When the assistants are alive and they are active, you see that things are also working well. Granger is a good guy. It's the people around Granger. It's always like that. That's how sometimes you have to always get your relatives, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, those people to be around you so that you know that we are together again, just praising the Lord. This it is. So that it's very difficult to trust strangers to, you know, with very, very delicate things in your life and in your ministry. You know, so as we give our life to Christ, there are so many things that we are supposed to be doing. When you live in a country, there's so many things you're supposed to abide by as rules, as regulations, and as laws. I mean, today I saw chicken. I don't think I want to eat chicken again. I saw chicken without hair, without feathers. I mean, the chicken, Lord God Almighty. If this is the chicken we eat, I tell you, nobody should eat chicken again. It's sad. Yeah, they were all in these cages. I don't know where they were taking them. But if that's the chicken they are taking to KFC, please don't eat KFC again. Oh, the chicken, I felt sorry for the chicken. I regretted not videoing or taking pictures of the chicken. Chicken without feathers. I've never seen chicken without feathers before. Wow. Once upon a time, the chicken that we eat, it has a lot of feathers. So I remember at a point, I used to kill the chicken in the house. Yeah. It was girls and then me. So my mother said, hey, go and kill the chicken. The chicken will come from the market in trouble. A lot of feathers. Yeah. Then you kill the chicken. Then you have to organize hot water and pour it on the feathers, on the chicken, and then pull up the feathers one by one. Hey! So now, it's not a big job at all. If you're asked to pull feathers, don't worry. It's just about 10 feathers you have to pull out. Yeah, 10. Chicken that are bleaching and all of that we get to eat. No, when you see the thing, it's sad. I remember my daughters, you know, before they saw me kill a goat, whenever we have goat in the house, we do soup, goat soup and all of that. The mother does goat soup. They would drink the soup and they would eat the meat and all of that. When they saw me killing a goat, they stopped eating goat meat. They felt sorry for the goat. And they say they can't find themselves, they can't imagine themselves eating that animal that daddy killed so horribly. I said, the fewer, the merrier. So, you know, in our Christian life, there are so many things we're supposed to be doing. And one of it is to be tithing faithfully. And so we are looking at even more reasons why tithing must be practiced by us. If you think that tithing to tithe is a difficult thing, it's not something you have to do. That's why we are looking at those who went ahead of us. I said, those who went ahead of us. Eliezer of Damascus, when he was trying to get Rebekah to come with him for Isaac, he told the people, Laban and Bethuel and Milcah, the family, he said, you know what, my master Abraham, God has blessed him greatly. I mean, the guy knew that Abraham's blessings were from God. He acknowledged that fact over his master's life, that this thing that my master has is God who has blessed him. And these were all people who paid tithe. So Solomon now, like many of us know, was one of the, almost if not one of the greatest kings in Israel, who God gave wisdom. I mean, people are walking around these days as wise and all of that, but if you look at Solomon's wisdom, hey, it's something else. Now he is telling us something about tithe tonight. And that's what we want to go through. Six things Solomon taught us about tithing. The number one, Solomon taught us that tithes were first fruits. Tithes were first fruits, which means that the first thing to be done with money is to pay tithe. Tithe is first fruit. So Proverbs 3 and verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with what? All, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So Solomon is teaching us that tithe is your first fruit. It means that you pay tithe first before anything. It's the first. It's the first fruits you gather and you give it to God. Tithe is not the second fruit. Tithe is not the third fruit. It's not the fourth fruit. Like many people, that is why in our church, tradition has had it that the first Sunday of the month, everybody pays tithe. First Sunday of the month, everybody, every single body pays tithe. Why? Because the idea is that once you are paid at the end of the month, the next very Sunday, which is the first Sunday of the next month, is everybody supposed to pay tithe. So when you see people paying tithe the second week, the third week, it's either they are weekly, they are paid weekly or fortnightly, or they don't even mind paying the tithe properly. You see, when as I'm trying to help these ladies here to serve God, you're telling them to spend money on the dress they wear. Some people are not happy. Some people are complaining. And you see, you should be careful because I hear a lot of things in the church here. If I don't bring it up, it means I just don't want to bring it up. I hear so many things in the church. Just in case you think I don't know anything, you're a joker. Well, you're a big joke. Small something. Even the things that the things you are wearing is cheap. Chinese, 500, 600. What's it? You see, even that, when it comes to that, even that, you see people who, you wonder whether they are demon-possessed or they are born again, who find it difficult. It's like a challenge to buy clothes to wear and sing for God. You see, so when we talk about tithing, we're talking about a Christian life. If you are not ready, let me tell you this in plain and simple, that if you are not serious, this season here, between now and January, if you are not serious, you fall off. You will not see you in the church anymore. I'm telling you, mark it somewhere. If you are not serious, between now and January, by the end of January, you will not be in the church anymore. And it will not be because the church is not good. It's because you didn't have what it took to be able to stand. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. In this life we're living, you have to be able to stand. You need grounding. You need to put your leg here, put your leg and stand. When you are pushed, you don't go down, you are there. That is what we do. Now, if you can't pay tithe, if you can't respect the fact that your money or your increase, out of it, the first is for God, you are not learning things well. The first is not what you enjoy. The first is what God enjoys. That's what Solomon is teaching us. The tithe is first fruits. The first thing you take from your salary is your tithe. That's why I told you, I don't receive my tithe with my salary. I don't do that. My tithe goes off. It goes off my salary. First thing. So when I get my money, it's me. It's for me. I can decide to just throw it away. Because the tithe is not part of it. The first thing that happens to my salary is tithe. It goes up. And remember, think about this. And don't forget about this thing that I'm saying. How you handle God is how he also handles you. Should I say it again? The way you approach God is also the way he approaches you. Any day, anytime. Don't be deceived. Those who serve God and serve God well, God also treat them well. I mean, you ask yourself, if you have children, the one who does things for you well, you love the child better. If you're a boss, the worker who is faithful and does extra and all of that, you like that person. So even if we being evil, know how to reward people who pleases us. You should not be jealous when somebody is rewarded above you. You should check your life. That's what you should check and say, what am I doing wrong? Yeah. See, I had a gentleman in my office last night, and I was just asking myself, I don't remember the last time some of my pastors came to me for advice. Oh, Bishop, I've come, or I have some issues, I just want the advice. I don't remember the last time. Then I saw the big man come to me. And so I said, it just dawned on me that when was the last time I had a list? It's like pastors are booking appointments to come for guidance. I said, it's fantastic. So when you don't see certain things happening, don't blame anybody. It's you. It's you. There are some things you can do on WhatsApp. There are some things you have to do face to face. You have to fight for time and come and do it. You know, so if you can't learn some of these things, there are things you have to give honor to whom honor is due. Tithe is the first fruits. The first. And I pray that from today, your tithe will be the very first money you take away from your salary. When you do it, nobody sees it but God. And when you approach the tithe like that, he also approach you like that. Number two. Six things that Solomon taught us about tithe. Number two, Solomon taught us that tithe must be paid on the profit that God gives on the profit that God gives. Tithe must be paid on the profit that God gives. He says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine profit. All thine increase. Your salary is an increase. The side ones are also increases. Tithe is paid on all your profit. Increases are profits. Are you with me? Your increase is your profit because it comes to bless your life. How many enjoy increases during the month? Me, I enjoy increases all the time. There's not a single month that I don't enjoy increase. Oh, please. Am I not a child of God? No. I've stopped struggling. Stop suffering. I think Universal Church, they have a program called Stop Suffering. Who doesn't want to stop suffering? I hope you can stop suffering. You see, you just don't. Stop suffering is not magical. There are things you do so that God intervenes and stops the suffering for you. It's not, I cannot stop the suffering in your life if you are not doing certain things. Christianity is not magic. So those who come up with those things, it's just mad. They just want to they attract and they attract and they deceive people in a certain way because you don't have power to stop somebody suffering. Who told you have power? If God doesn't stop the suffering, how can you, the pastor, stop the suffering? Which Bible do you read? Especially somebody who doesn't love God, somebody who doesn't do anything for God, somebody who is not mindful of God but just want things to just fix, things to just be fixed. Come on, please. Go and serve Sai Baba or somebody, Shiva or Krishna or somebody. Not a God of heaven. Yeah. You tithe your profit. So if God is being faithful to you based on what or how you handle God, the whole month, your salary will not be the only thing. Salary is not the only money I get. Oh, that's why many of you wait. You are waiting for the day. Waiting for the 31st. 31st is far. 19th. Then you are going to the wall, going to talk to the wall to see, wall, do you have money for me? And when you go in there, you punch and then it's zero. You say, what? And then people, you are quarreling with the ministry. That they've not been paid. No, watch it. If you live from paycheck to paycheck, something's wrong. Something wrong. Take it from me. You must have some surplus. There's a week that somebody should just bless you with some 5,000. Somebody should just remember you and send you some $200. That is how a Christian, a child of God, that's how your life is. Yeah. It's not that this. So it's like if the job is not around, it means you are dead, though. He's a dead man. No job, you are dead. But no job, you won't die. Because God also has a way of taking care of his people. He said the sparrows, his eye is on the sparrow. The birds of the air, they don't farm, they don't do anything, but they eat. Every day. He said the lilies of the valleys, they don't buy clothes, but they're dressed nicely. So your profit, you tithe on your profit. Yeah, many of us, once you pay tithe on your salary, you think that's all. Remember, the way you treat God is how he also treats you. He said, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. He said, those who will honor me, I'll honor. Those who despise me, despite those who will not respect. It's how you come, it goes. If you reap, if you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. If you give, it shall be given back unto you. It depends on how and what you do. You decide how far God takes you. It's not God. As for God, He has great plans for every single one of us. But whether we make use of those plans, it's up to you and I. Yeah. Nobody, God doesn't make anybody better than anybody at all. We are the ones who make people better than us. Number three, I should say it again. We are the ones who make people better than us. Nobody, God did not create anybody better, nicer, nothing than you. It is so because you have made it like that. So what's number one? What's the first thing? Sorry? Tithe is the first fruit, isn't it? Okay, is that all you wrote? Solomon taught us that. You should write it this way. Solomon taught us that tithes were first fruits, which meant that the first thing to be done with money is to pay tithes. Write it down like that. Don't write shorthand. Don't write short. Nicholas, are you there? And number two, Solomon taught us that tithes must be paid on the profit that God gives. It's God who gives us profit. Number three, Solomon taught us that tithing is our way of honoring God. Tithing is our way of respecting God. Tithing is our way of telling God you are great. Tithing is a way of bigging up God. So if you don't tithe, you dishonor or you disrespect or disregard God. Forget about the fact that you are in church all the time and you dance or you do whatever you call it. Tithing means you are honoring God. It's a way of honoring or respecting God. Honor the Lord with the first fruits of all thine increase. So when you give it to God, you are honoring God. Number four. We have number four already. Number four. Okay. Solomon taught us that our substance can be used to honor God. Our substance can be used to honor God. Honor the Lord with thy substance. It's your substance you use to honor God. Is it many people? Let me tell you. Many people think that apology is just simple apology. That thank you is a simple thank you. You have to learn to apologize with your substance and then say thank you with your substance also, like you respect with substance. It's only three people who said amen. You are not getting it. Remember, I told you how you treat God is how He also treats you. Learn to apologize with your substance. Learn to say thank you with your substance. Learn to respect with your substance. Learn to acknowledge somebody's presence with your substance. There's something about it. There's something about it. When Saul, his father's donkeys were missing and he was going to see Samuel for answers, he took something with him. When Eliezer of Damascus was going to look for a wife for Abraham's son, he took gifts with him. There's a way of saying thank you. It's not just by mouth or by text. You have to learn that. Your birthdays, your anniversaries, your whatever, you have to honor and thank God with your substance. So you honor God with your substance. You respect God with your substance. You apologize with your substance. Apology is better when something comes with it. Yeah. Oh, cry. You are sorry for what? With a text message? You are joking. One day God taught me some things. He taught me how to use substance to do some things. And if you look at it, the God we serve, you see, it's Jesus who came to take away all the things. So, you see, but it doesn't mean that these things are not important. Because for every sin that you sin, there's a particular type of trespass offering or sin offering you have to give. Yeah. No, there are different types of it. If you fornicate, you have to pay for it. You have to say sorry with something. If you get your monthly, you have to go away. You have to leave. Otherwise, you pay a price. You have to say sorry with something. That's in the days of Moses, there were so many things, so many ways to say sorry, to be accepted back into the society, and to be reconciled. But you see, we are growing up in a certain season where people don't honor with substance. So I said, oh, good morning. Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, yes. We think that that's okay. No. So it doesn't even make us value certain things in our lives. It doesn't make us value them. If you do something against, let's say, your mother, and then you have to spend about 50,000, do you think you offend your mother again? You want to pay 50,000 every month to say sorry to your mother?
Yes, Bishop.
You want to do that?
Yes,
hey, you are very rich, Pa. She's nervous. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. So those things are almost like deterrents. So because we don't have them now, we don't even care how often you offend somebody. Oh, didn't I say I'm sorry? Ah. What do you want? Blood? No, but if you offend and you have to bring 100,000, hey, you will never, you just say, me, say, me here. Last time when I did it, say, the money I had to pay, please. No. You, in fact, you will actually be an announcer. You'll be a promoter of the challenge. Don't offend that man. Oh. Don't offend God. Oh. If you offend, the wages of sin is death. You will die. You will go around telling everybody. But when you offend, though, I'm sorry, man. Man, thanks, man. That's it. There is no substance in making sure or emphasizing on your feelings or whatever you want to make known. Solomon is teaching us that you honor God with your substance. You don't come to God's presence without money, without something tangible for God to know that this thank you, this appreciation, this thing you are happy, is your birthday, is your wedding anniversary, you were saved, you are healed, and all of that. It really means something to you. Honor the Lord with thy substance. You can honor the Lord with your substance. Yeah. So your birthday, instead of going to have a party, yeah. When your baby comes, instead of doing a foolish shower or bathroom or bathtub or whatever you call it, yeah. You rather should say, Lord, we should have that. We should have that price. You see, and by the way, I was saying this thing last night in my office. I can't, about 99, maybe not 99, but about 90 plus percent of people in Guyana are results of fornication. 99%. Blowchild. Blowchild is different, but this was like a blowchild is a blowchild. It's true. So I think that we have a certain deception of pride to come into the presence of God, because we don't even understand that we are not qualified to come into God's house. And then the children that we have that we are so madly protective of, that they are also fornicated products. You see, you have to be honest and be humble. God, he gives grace to the humble. You should know that you are a sinner. You should know that you don't qualify. You should acknowledge all those things that before God you are not. Yeah, no, I was thinking about it. But for many people who come to church, you are a bastard. You don't have a father. Yeah.
No. You see, when you forget certain things, it makes you proud, though. Forgetfulness, forgetting makes you proud. If you're to remember that, you know, me, my father even didn't plan having me. It's my mother who wanted to tie my father down.
He says, I don't know whether you wanted to tie Roy down when Karen came. I don't know. It was useless. It was some tie to tie.
Like a down payment.
I remember Sister Denise's husband told me that. Reverend?
I was asking him, how come he waited so long to marry the nice, wonderful lady? He said, Reverend? The Reverend? So what do you mean? How I could know whether she could give me children? She can't give me children before I marry she. I said, you don't walk by faith, you walk by sight. Okay. Yeah. It's like we rather want to offend God than and please ourselves. We want to please ourselves by offending God. Think about it. I'll preach this message for the rest of my life, but some of you will still go and fornicate and bring children here.
I saw one of some girls used to come to church. I saw one of them the other day. Belly big.
I said, hey, is that you? What are you doing here? And then she's smiling. I said, who did that to you? And she's smiling.
I said, you must come to church. Because before I say Jack Robinson, you'll be knocking on my door for christening. I know that you like do that to me. When the baby comes, you like christening. Like it's a holy child. Yeah, holy child school.
Yeah, no. We have to acknowledge it. If we don't, and let me tell you, that is also most of the problems of our country. The problems of our country is not political, economical. It's sin. It's sin. It's godliness that makes a country great. And when you have a country where anybody sleeps with anybody and have any child, then we should really look at the foundations of this country and really pray and break it. And what's going to be one of our prayer topics? Yeah, because already we create an environment or situations where Satan has a certain freeness inside. So how can you tell Satan, get thee behind me? He's not getting thee behind nobody. Nobody. When you have created the atmosphere for him, you have invited him with the lifestyle. You are begging God, looking up to God. You are not doing what God wants you to do. Yeah. Are you with me? I'm saying this to help you understand that you have to learn to honor God with your substance because there are so many things that we don't qualify. Hey, if you were to put a ruler and mark 1 inch, 2 inches, 3 inches, you'll be ill. And that should help you say, you know what? I don't know how to say thank you. Let me take 100,000. Let me take 50,000. We have to learn that. We have to learn that. You know, when Sister Charlene was talking about how she was delivered from death, I said, you have to find money and thank God for saving you. Do you know, you have been surprised the cheap coffin Brian Hamer would have bought for you to sleep inside. Yeah. Whether Alexis will cry or not, you don't even know. But it didn't happen. And because it didn't happen, it makes you think like, oh, wow, thank God, it's okay. No. You have to learn in different circumstances to honor God with your substance. Yeah. That is how come we also, like, you know, some of the things I talk about, we also don't honor parents for their children. You get a wife. You have to honor the parent for releasing the wife to you. Yeah. We take things for granted, though. We take so many things. And I'm saying that if we don't go back to some of these things, the country will never go well. Those who practice is those who do it. God will give them some grace and that they will enjoy their lives and then they'll die and go. But to have it extensively in the country so that the country will benefit and everybody will benefit, we have to go back to the basis and the foundations of honoring with your substance, for example. Yeah. You have to have a society that says that being a child mother is wrong. Yeah. And teach them in school. Let's put it in school. Let's write. Let's teach in school. Child mother is wrong. Child father is wrong. Let us face the people and tell them this thing here is wrong. Not going to church on a Sunday is wrong. Disrespecting God is wrong. Yeah. Oh. You know, there's a small proverb in Ghana. In the Ashanti tribe, they say, you do not, maybe we have something similar here. You do not point to your father's house with your left hand, assuming that the left hand is the poo-poo hand. We spoke about poo-poo hand and eating hand, huh? Okay, for those who come to church regularly, you understand what I'm talking about. We've been doing this course for a long time. Every first year we do the course. It's part of the module one, left hand and right hand. Yeah. In fact, we even said if a boy is a left hand, we know what it is. Even that. Why do we call a boy, he's a left hand? Why? Why not right hand? Because left hand is the wrong one. Yeah, even here we say that. Except that we have not taken it to World Cup. We have not taken it to World Cup. You don't point to your father's house with your left hand. It's like it is dishonor, it's disrespect. I mean, your father has built a house. You have not built any. And then when you are passing your father's house, you're using your poo-poo hand to point to the house. Have you bought a bag of cement before? So it's like in the society, these sayings, and that's how come our forefathers and our grandparents developed these sayings to kind of make people think in a certain way. Without the Bible, they wanted people to think in a certain way that when your father builds a house, you must be so proud enough to point to your father's house with your proud right hand. Not the poo-poo hand. Because you never know whether you'll be able to build a house like your father did. And until you get there, you will not know that it's very difficult to do something. Yeah. Many of us, our parents had many children. We are afraid to have many children. Especially if you married a wife who doesn't want to help you make more children. They say, they ain't able. They ain't able. Yeah, she ain't able. Huh? But you have something to say about your mother. Who was able? She was more than able. To do more exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or imagine. And you with one. Yeah. One, you're struggling. So the children. Hey, the children. Is it with all your mother's faults that you're talking about? Your mother had a man next to her. Mm-hmm. With all your mother's fault there, you see. With all your father's fault, the woman was there. With your fault, with all your perfection, there's no woman or man around you. Yeah, it's you alone with your struggles. Yeah. I'm saying that, you see, we should be honest with ourselves and say, you know what? I don't deserve to be alive, so let me thank God with my substance. Let the thank you be more heavy. Let it be weighty. Yeah. I don't know who would have called us to be a pastor anywhere in any church. From the scheme? Criminals, scams, gamblers. Yeah, well, you see that many people don't like to come to East Lapenda than to come to the church because there's thieves who live here. Thieves. You married someone who comes from a thief place. Yeah, scam place. Yeah, people stand and sing on stages, scam songs they sing. No, that is the reality. So if Brother Sherwin is on stage, he has to be very conscious about how grateful he is. Oh, please. Otherwise, God will look at you. God will look at us and say, let them carry on. Let them carry on. Are you watching them? Let them carry on. Yeah, it's like because we have become people who don't think deep about what has happened.
Okay.
I'm sure that if death was coming to negotiate with you that, okay, I want to take you today, I'm sure your wildest dreams, you pay all whatever you have to pay to say, no, not today. CB, not today. I mean,
Trevisia, as you are sitting in the car and enjoying the ride, and dad say, you know what, Trevisia, today you are going. You say, you know what, please, you, if anything at all, let me go home and tell my children that tomorrow I'll be good. You beg for some time. So when you don't get a chance and you go, it's an unfortunate incident. And then when God is able to also save you, then you don't even have money to say thank you.
You see how fast they will put you in the grave. Fast. You see the short pants and short skirt and bobbies that will be showing at your funeral. Hey!
The people are happy you are dead. I tell you. She gone. They'll be fighting over your spatio and your X-trail.
Before they put you in the grave, they're already fighting. You know, they have some families like that. Before the, so some they say, oh, why don't you wait for us to bury this man? The man is in the morgue. And people are fighting. People are locking doors and people are bringing. Hey!
Yeah! 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Everybody's having a week. Confusion!
Yeah? You die and see what will happen. So for God to spare you all this,
you don't even have 5,000 to say thank you. You have 10,000 to say thank you.
Huh? It's your birthday. He says, you know how many people don't see their birthdays?
When we practice these things, you see, it will help us really become humble and respectful people. Solomon taught that we can honor God with our substance. How many do you have? Four, number five. You have five? Four. Five. Solomon taught that tithing leads to abundance. Tithing leads to abundance. Verse 10, tithing leads to abundance. You want abundance? Tithe. You want abundance? Tithe. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. And thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Barns are, these days, they are like your bank account. They are like your pocket. It's your storage. Your presses, that's where your wine presses, that's where wine is stored, that's where wine is kept. It's like, as for your presses, wine will never be wanting in your presses. What is the use of a fridge that is only water inside the fridge? That's no use. With all the codes to lock the fridge and all the things, the big fridge like a wardrobe, is only water. GWI water inside your fridge. Not even tropical mist. Yeah, pipe water. Think about it. Carla, are you there? The children really worried you today. Okay, no problem. It's all right. That's what Pharaoh does to you. You give your best to him, and then when you come to God, he says, take the tired one. Yeah? It's like you go to work as a wife, you go and do your best there. When you come home in the night, you say, I'm tired. You're tired? Go and marry your job. Go and marry your boss, man. Why don't you go in the morning and tell your boss, man, I'm tired. I can't work today. You are past people. You frighten your boss, man. You frighten me, you frighten your boss, man. You're tired? Go tell your boss, man, you're tired. Yeah. All those who are sleeping. Yeah. Wake up. The black, it makes the place hot. They bring heat. Are you with me?
Yeah.
What's number five? Solomon taught that what? Tithing leads to abundance. Thy barns will be filled with plenty, and your presses will burst out with new wine. I always say that we human beings are selfish and greedy. So since we are greedy and we want more, why don't you just tithe and get more? I've never come across a human being who doesn't want more money. The way to it is to tithe. Tithe. Number six. Solomon taught that tithing leads to bursting, overflowing prosperity. Solomon taught that tithing leads to bursting, overflowing prosperity. 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 Thy barns will be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out. Bursting, overflowing prosperity shall be your portion when you tithe. Yes, abundance and plenty will be your portion and heritage as you tithe. There's nobody who tithes faithfully who does not experience overflowing grace. Yeah, I've been tithing for 30 years. Yeah, you have to chase me. Try and chase me and overtake. Yeah, overtake. You have a dance you call it overtake. It's been a while. We saw overtake. You are not overtaking anybody these days. Okay, challenge. You start overtaking people, you know. Dance stars, are you there? Do you remember overtake? So maybe after the preach, you come and dance overtake. What do you think? Overtake. Yeah, it's been a while. We want to overtake in blessings tonight. What do you think? Yeah, that's what Solomon is teaching us. That Solomon is teaching that if you want to experience overflow, bursting prosperity, it is by tithing, giving God a tenth of all thine increase. It's a very simple teaching, a very simple explanation. I think that if we really want to prosper, we will listen to what God is saying, what Solomon is teaching us, and rise up in prosperity. Stand to your feet, somebody, tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, tonight, we want to indeed enjoy the blessings that comes from you. May these words never leave us, so we can walk your perfect will where our lives are concerned. Thank you for teaching us tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're here tonight, you're not saved, you're not born again. If you die right now, you're not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. You want to say tonight, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to God. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand. I will pray with you. Bishop, please pray for me. God bless you. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to give my life to God. You are here like that. Just your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. Which baby is that? God bless you. God bless you. Bless you. You lifted up your hand. I want to ask you to please come to me. Let me pray with you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you. Father, will come. Anybody else? Wow. All right. It's a special night. So only one gentleman. There's a reason for that. Amen. What's your name, sir? Stefan. Okay. Wow. It's a very important night. I can feel it. It's a special night for you. You understand it as time goes on. Okay, Stefan. Stefan. Is it P-H-A-N? F-A-N. S-T-E-F-A-N. Ste and Fan. Wonderful. All right, folks, let's pray. Stefan, just close your eyes with me. Say this prayer after me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe Jesus is alive. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. From tonight, I believe that by this prayer, I am born again. I am a new creature. All things have passed away. I am a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for writing my name in the book of life and for saving my soul tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.